Well, hi again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program by the folks who keep food on our tables, South Dakota's farm and ranch families. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. This week, a delegation of six of those farmers representing South Dakota corn will be in New Orleans attending the annual Corn Congress, a meeting of the National Corn Growers Association. Farmers from all across the country come together to discuss and debate some of the most pressing issues in the ag community. It's also at that meeting members of the National Corn Growers will elect farmer leaders to fill positions on the Corn Board. I should mention this week on our Farming in the 605 podcast features some insights on the National Corn Growers Association, a great discussion on policy, national legislation, what's new with your organization. As always, you can catch the episode on your favorite platform and on sdcorn.org. I really can't think of a time in recent memory that the work of the National Corn Growers Association has been more important, especially in Washington, D.C. As you know, every day or so it seems, there's another piece of news regarding ethanol, news that requires immediate attention from our industry. That attention is given by the national and state organizations, and thankfully so. As an aside, a membership in the South Dakota Corn Growers automatically makes you a member of the National Corn Growers. I was thinking about the farmers who take the time to take a leadership role in organizations such as South Dakota Corn. The travel, the meetings, the difficult decisions are often required to make, and yet their service is so terribly important to the success of not only corn production, but agriculture in general. I think of those years when I was speaking around the country upon return to the airport, read those two dreaded travel words on the board, delayed or canceled. Keep in mind, I didn't have cattle to feed, crops to harvest, or a son playing basketball at home. Yes, serving can be hard work, but it's so vitally important and very, very gratifying. We all of you who serve in the boards of farm organizations, county commissions, school boards, your local hospital boards, the country doesn't run without you. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe, say a prayer, thanks for those who receive some moisture, ask that he keep it coming.